Today we are studying from 4th Canto, 24th chapter, text number 27. Sri Rudra Vacha,
Sri Rudra Vacha,
Yuyam Vedi Sada Putra,
Yuyam Vedi Sada Putra,
Viditam Vachikirsitam,
Viditam Vachikirsitam,
Anugrahaya Bhadram Va,
Anugrahaya Bhadram Va,
Evam Me Darsanam Kritam,
Evam Me Darsanam Kritam.
So we will now chant word by word. Sri Rudra Vacha.
Sri Rudra Vacha.
Lord Shiva began to speak. Yuyam.
Yuyam.
All of you.
All of you.
Vedi Sadaha.
Vedi Sadaha.
Of the of King Prachinibari.
Of King
Prachinibari. Putraha.
Putraha.
Sons.
Sons.
Veditam,
Veditam,
knowing,
knowing.
Vaha,
Vaha,
your,
your.
Chikirshitam,
Chikirshitam,
desires,
desires.
Anugrahaya,
Anugrahaya.
For the matter of showing you mercy. Bhadram,
Bhadram.
All good.
Bhadram.
All good fortune unto you.
Vaha,
all of you,
Abhavir.
Evam, thus, me, my, darsanam, audience, kritam,
you have done.
Lord Shiva said, you are the sons of King Prachinibari and I wish all good fortune to you. I also know that you are going to do, and therefore I am visible to you just to show my mercy upon you. Please forgive me, my English is not so good. I am not giving so much usually class. I am listening, hearing, but here I am trying. Devotees ask me to give. I will speak something. If some mistake I make, please forgive me. And you can correct me if you want. Okay, so we will read the purport. By these words, Lord Shiva indicates that what the princes were going to do was known to him. It is a fact that they were going to worship Lord Vishnu by severe austerities and penances. Knowing this fact, Lord Shiva immediately became very pleased, is apparent by the next verse. This indicates that a person who is not yet a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but who desires to serve the Supreme Lord, receives the benedictions of the demigods, headed by the chief demigod Lord Shiva. Thus a devotee of the Lord does not need to try to please the demigods separately. Simply by worshipping the Supreme Lord, a devotee can please all of them. Nor does he have to ask the demigods for material benediction. For the demigods, being pleased with the devotees, automatically offer him everything that he needs. The demigods are servants of the Lord and they are always prepared to help a devotee in all circumstances. Therefore, Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur said that if one has unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Lord, the goddess of liberation is ready to serve him, in to say nothing of gods of material opulences. Indeed, all the demigods are simply waiting for an opportunity to serve the devotee. Thus, there is no need for a devotee of Krishna to endeavor for material opulence or liberation. By being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he receives all the benefits of dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Vishnaya Bhutale Srimadai Jagata Gavasam Vidhanamini Namaya Jaya Vadanya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimadai Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhanamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Nishatarine. Sri Rudravacha Yujam Vedi Sada Putra Viditam Vachikirshitam Anugrahaya Bhadramuva Yevam Me Darsanam Kritam. Lord Shiva said, you are the sons of King Prachinivari and I wish all good fortune unto you. I also know what you are going to do, and therefore I am visible to you just to show my mercy upon you. So here is about, by reading this purport I can understand, according to my intelligence, there are two things. One is devotional service, one is demigods. So for devotee there is no need to worship demigods separately. If devotee worships Krishna, Vishnu, he is automatically worshipping all the demigods. So there are so many demigods, even we cannot know their names. In the Vedic scriptures, they say like 33 crore, that means I don't know how many in 33 and afterward 70. This number is demigods. 33 70. In Hindi they say always 33 crore, 33 koti. 33 koti, crore. So, main principal demigods are Brahma, Shiva, Surya, Chandra, Varuna, Indra, Ganesh, Durga. These are principal demigods. So we don't know so many names of demigods. It's difficult to also. In India, sometimes they speculate to create some demigods. In India there is a system. Everywhere you go, you will find some temples of demigods. Sometimes they don't also know name, they give some name. For example, there is one temple of Santoshi Mata. No? There is no any name mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. They are inventing there some. Especially in Nepal, in India, and many demigod worshippers are there. They are trying to invent, because so many 33 crore demigods, we don't know exactly the name. So they are trying to create some name and create one temple just to, Karmis, usually, they are making one temple just to make their livelihood, collect some donation. People come and offer some bhoga, some money, some pujari, some family, they take care of. Like this, they are maintaining their family. It is better than nothing, but better to worship Krishna. better to engage in devotional service. So here Prabhupada also specially mentioned bhakti, you know, devotional service. In Sanskrit, devotional service is bhakti. You know? So one word. But Prabhupada translated in English, devotional service. Bhakti means exactly, if you translate according to the exact word in Sanskrit, it is called devotion only. You know? But Prabhupada always said devotional service. So because service is more important, you know? We have to do service. Only devotion is not enough. Only saying that I am devotee of Krishna and you sit down doing nothing is not devotional service, not bhakti. You know? So we have to do some service. So that's why we have this ISKCON, Society for Krishna Consciousness. So there is so many opportunities to do service. Someone is cooking for deities, someone is doing pujari, someone is dressing, someone is organizing, someone is distributing prasadam. Yeah, so many different service. So we are doing bhakti. So we have bhakti, bhakta and bhagavan. There are three words. Bhagavan is Krishna. So we are doing devotion to Krishna. So we are bhakta. The process is bhakti. Huh? How you do the... What is the process? By serving. Huh? Service. So bhakti, bhakta, bhagavan. These three things. There are some... Without bhakti, there is no bhakta. Huh? Without bhakta, there is no bhagavan. Huh? So sometime... devotee of Krishna, bhakta, is more powerful than Krishna himself sometimes. No? Some Krishnas, they are like in the example of Hanuman, no? Ramayana. Ram wanted to cross ocean to go to Lanka, Sri Lanka. Actually, this was pastime of Ramchandra, but anyway, he gave credit to Hanuman. So Hanuman put right name of Ram and in the stone and put on the water, the ocean. It was floating and they made the bridge. So devotee of bhakta, of Bhagavan, is more sometimes potent, powerful. So same thing also, holy name of Krishna is more potent than Krishna, more powerful than Krishna. Sometimes, now in this Kali Yuga, we cannot see Krishna face to face. See, actually we can see in the form of deities. But you cannot communicate directly face to face with Krishna. But we have holy name, Naam, Krishna, Krishna Naam. So Krishna, holy name is none different than Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we can see Krishna face to face. Prabhupada always used to say, sometimes people who used to challenge him, you always talk about Krishna, always talk about, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen God? And Prabhupada used to say, yes, I see every day. I am seeing every day. Krishna is dancing on my tongue when I chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he used to respond like this. So we have to also follow his example and preach people Krishna's holy name. Devotional service is the only way to get out from this material world. So in Bhagavad Gita, there is one verse in the 8th chapter, 14th verse. Abharma bhavanan loka पुनरार्भर्तिनोर्जुन आमुपेत्य तु पंथेय पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते. फ्रॉम हाइएस्ट प्लानेट टू द लोअर प्लानेट everybody is taking birth and death. Everybody is, all the living entities, they are taking birth and dying. Mamu petra tu kunteya punarjanma na vidyate. So devotee who is worshipping me, person who worships me, doesn't have punarjanma. Means punarjanma means next birth, rebirth. He doesn't have rebirth. He will go to his Krishna's dham. So to go to Krishna's dham, Goloka Vrindavan, what we have to do? The process is bhakti. It's very simple. Prabhupada used to always say sadhana and sadhya. Sadhana means process. We are chanting Hare Krishna. Goal is, what is the goal? This is our sadhana. We are devotional service, engaging in devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna. And what is the sadhya? Ultimate goal? To same thing again, chant Hare Krishna. Maybe we have to chant purely, Now we are not chanting purely. We are chanting Namabhas, we are chanting wrongly, for maybe incorrectly. So when we get more advanced, we will chant more purely. So devotional service is the important. We have to practice devotional service. So to worship demigods separately, there is no need. We are actually for devotees in the West. They have not so much idea of demigods. You are fortunate because in the eastern part, India and Nepal, this part, we are very much bombarded with idea of demigod worship. So sometimes you are very much confused. Who is exactly the supreme God? Krishna, Shiva, Vishnu, Brahma, sometimes people are very much confused. So devotees of Western countries, they are more fortunate because Prabhupada came here, he gave the one right way to understand what is ultimate goal or what is the, who is God. He gave a clear understanding. There is no need to worship demigods. Demigods worship Jai Sri Prabhupada Radha Govinda Ki Jai Jai Gaur Pradhanamantri. So also in Bhagavad Gita there is one sloka about Prabhupada says about demigods, they are like a supplying agent. They are supplying, like Indra is giving rain, Vayu is giving air, Surya is giving heat and light. All good. They are supply, they are suppliers of the necessities of life of this material world. So if you worship Krishna directly, there is no to worship them. They are like officers of Krishna. They are engaged in supply. So Krishna, when he orders, okay, you do this, they are doing their service. So here Prachini Rudra, Shiva said to the sons of Prachini Bari, that because they were going to do penance after the austerity to please Lord Vishnu, so Shiva was also very pleased with them, because Shiva is more pleased when devotees worship Krishna. She was more pleased then. Sometimes devotee of Shiva, they worship him, but he is not so much pleased with them. He is more pleased with the devotee of Krishna. Sometimes the devotee of Shiva, they are making so many strange penance, cutting their hair, cutting their arms, to get some material benefit. And Shiva is very merciful. He is called Asutosh. Asutosh means quickly satisfied. So, even though he is satisfied, he offer one bilva leaf, on the Shiva Linga, and some Ganga water. But devotees of Shiva, they do so many strange penance, austerity, just to get favor from him. So Shiva is more pleased with the devotees of Krishna. There are also many examples in Mahabharata. We can see when Arjuna, Pandavas, they were incognito, for 12 years. So one time Shiva came in disguise form, like a hunter. They met each other, Shiva and this hunter and Arjuna. Actually, he was not hunter, he was Shiva. Afterward, he revealed himself as Shiva and told him, you are a very good devotee, I am very pleased with you. So he gave also one astra. It is called Pasupatastra. Pasupati means one name of Shiva. So he gave one astra, one weapon. So he already knew there will be Mahabharata in the future. So he told Arjuna, okay, now there will be great battle in the future. So you take this weapon. So you will need in the future to use for Krishna's service. So he is same thing also with Indra. Arjuna got help from Indra. There was one great warrior, Karna. He was a son of Surya, sun god. So he had earrings he had from the birth. So Surya Devata, sun god, gave him just to make him protect. So during the battlefield of Kurukshetra, this Karna took side of Duryodhana. Actually, he was a son of Kunti, brother of Pandavas, but thrown away, means he was by Kunti, his mother. She was unmarried that time. So she got very afraid and she put the small baby in the chest, basket, and throw in the river. Afterward, this boy became very big and got educated, and he was a very great warrior. Afterward, without knowingly, he took part of in the side of Duryodhana. So when they had a big fight, before Mahabharata fight, Indra personally came Karna, because Karna was very charitable. Whatever you ask, he will give him. He was very charitable. He was very famous for this. His name is written in the charitable like Karna. He was very charitable. Whatever you ask, he would give him. Even his body, even his kingdom, even his wealth, all. Even his wife, even his son, even his house. He was so charitable. So Indra came just to cheat him, no, just to and ask him, please, can you give me your earrings? So Kauna could understand, yes, he is doing some trick with me. So he gave his earrings to him, because he knew also Arjuna was son of Indra. So like this, so devotees, they get help from all the demigods. No? So if we worship Krishna, there is no need to make extra endeavor to worship. Sometimes devotees, they worship Saraswati, no? For learning, knowledge. Sometimes they worship Ganesh to get some more opulence. Sometimes in India, meat eaters, you know, they who want to eat meat, they worship Kali, Durga. They offer a goat. They think that Kali will accept that offering, and then they will eat meat because they are so much addicted to for meat eating. So they make some excuse, you know. And someone who is attached to drinking wine, they created one demigod. He is called Bhairav. Bhairav in India, in Nepal, you can find this. So they offer this demigod Bhairav wine, and then afterward they drink prasad wine, no? And then also the someone who is addicted for marijuana and smoke and drugs, and this. they worship Shiva, because we know the story, you know. Shiva used to take he took poison one time when there was a churning of the ocean. Poison came from ocean and he took, and they think that Shiva is he used to take marijuana, and he was intoxicated always. No? He is always closing his eyes. He is like a madman. He is staying in the crematorium. His body is naked. He is wearing some skin of the animals, and so he is think like they think Shiva is a good person to offer. So they offer him ganja, marijuana, all this, and they, afterward they take themselves also. So this is called alpamedhasa. Now, these are foolish, Prabhupada used to say, foolish person, worship devata, demigods. But devotees are sumedhasa, they are intelligent. Person who worships devata, they are less intelligence. Here Krishna, Prabhupada says in the 11th canto of 5th chapter, 29th verse, Krishna Varam Tisara Krishnam Sango Parsadam Yagai Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedhasa. Medhasa, it is Sumedha. Medha means intelligence. Su means very good intelligence. So most intelligent person, they worship Krishna in the Kali Yuga as in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This verse talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came in this Kali Yuga with the form of Akrishna. Akrishna means opposite of Krishna means white, golden form. Krishna means black. He came with Sanga, Parsada, associates. What he did is Sankirtana. Sankirtana means chanting holy names of Krishna together with so many devotees. Nowadays in ISKCON we have little meet maybe misconception. Where Sankirtan means we think, normally devotees think that Sankirtan means going and distributing books. See, that is also one way of going, doing, chanting holy name. But actually Sankirtan word is like a chanting holy names of Krishna in group. No? This means Sankirtan. So we'll stop here. 8:30. If you want to say something. If you want to comment something. Sorry for my English is not so good. I'm not so much. I'm practicing. Yes? Yes?
How can we understand that the demigods are helped from waiting bottles in all circumstances?
How?
How can we understand that the demigods are waiting bottles in all cases in case of need in all circumstances? How can we understand?
I think because we worship Krishna, and they are demigods, they are servants of Krishna, they are also servants of Krishna. So you can understand, no? We are a practical example. I don't know how to give. If we have air here, no? Air in the... If air is called pranabayu, no? Oxygen. Huh? Without oxygen, even 5 minutes, we cannot survive. Huh? If Krishna orders Vayu Devata, no? Demigod Vayu, take off all the air from the earthly planet, we will all die. Yeah? Then if Krishna orders Indra, stop giving rain to the earthly planet, we will all die. Yeah? If Krishna orders him, Surya, sun god, okay, stop everything, giving, you go away somewhere, don't come around. He could do, Suryadeva, but he's not doing this because Krishna ordered him to. So this means we can understand this way, no? So we are all, whatever we are doing for Krishna, all favorable, no? There is season changing, sun is coming every day, moon is coming, so rain is coming time to time, air is always there, water is always there. We are taking for granted, you know. We don't think importance because we think this is normal. No, this is not normal. This is very specially organized, arranged by Krishna, all the demigods. All the demigods, they are helping him, Krishna, to organize this. Normally, devotees, see, usually devotees are more conscious, but people in general, they think this is normal, this is automatic. No, this is not automatic, nothing. Everything is organized by Krishna. Even in this universe, if there is one living entity only, only one living entity, only one, Krishna would supply all necessities of life. There is no doubt about it. So means, this way you can understand, the demigods are,
The demigods are Krishna, also supplies for all the non-devotees.
For all the non-devotees also, He's supplying for everybody, not only. But devotees, we understand, no? This is... But non-devotees, maybe now they don't understand, but in the future, maybe they will understand also. No, understand or non-understand, no? If you chant Hare Krishna without knowing or knowing, you get this benefit, no? Prabhupada always, this one verse in Gita, Rasoham apsu konteya, Prabhasmi sasi suryayo. Prabhupada said like this. If you simply think when you drink water, think that this is Krishna, you get benefit. Rasoham apsipante. I am ras in the water, the liquid. No? When you are very thirsty, if the water is very solid, you cannot quench your thirst. No? The liquidity, you know, that liquidness is. This is Krishna. If you think this way, you get purified. Even the Prabhupada used to say, even the drunkard, you know, if they can understand, this is I am drinking rasa, soma rasa, you know, so this wine also. If you think this way, you get some benefit. Okay. Hari Om Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Radha Des Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Gaurataya Ki Jai Jagannath Balaram Subhadraya Ki Jai.